This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and the Philippines today exchanged 9 MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. The MOUs include strategic partnership between India and the Philippines, treaty on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters, defense, science and technology, among others. Addressing the media, Prime Minister Modi said the visit of the Philippines president holds special significance as India and the Philippines are celebrating the 75th anniversary of their diplomatic relations.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
Mr. Modi further said the connections between the two countries date back to ancient times. He also expressed gratitude to the Philippines government and the president for strongly condemning the Pahalgam attack and standing with India in its fight against terrorism. Mr. Modi said under the development partnership, India will increase the number of quick impact projects in the Philippines. He said India will also cooperate in the development of sovereign data cloud infrastructure in the Philippines.
डेवलपमेंट पार्टनरशिप के अंतर्गत हम फिलीपींस में क्विक इम्पैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट की संख्या बढ़ाएंगे और फिलीपींस में सॉवरेन डाटा क्लाउड इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के विकास में भी सहयोग देंगे। धरती पर तो हमारी साझेदारी मजबूत है ही और अब हमने अंतरिक्ष की भी तैयारी शुरू कर दी। इसके लिए आज समझौता भी किया गया है। मजबूत हो रहे रक्षा संबंध गहरे आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है।
The Parliament has given its nod to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months, with effect from the 13th of August 2025. The Rajya Sabha today adopted the statutory resolution by voice vote. The Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur last week. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of President's rule which was imposed in Manipur on the 13th of February 2025. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Lok Sabha today passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024. The bill aims at enabling reservation of seats for effective democratic participation of members of scheduled tribes and to provide for the readjustment of seats in the Legislative Assembly of the State of Goa. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by NDA MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. Speaking to the media, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the NDA MPs congratulated the armed forces for their valour on behalf of the nation.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का सक्सेसफुल हमारा मिलिट्री एक्शन के बाद फिर ऑपरेशन महादेव का जो सक्सेस है उसको लेकर के एनडीए पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी ने रेजुलेशन पास किया और भारत के सेना को आर्म फोर्सेस को हमने श्रद्धांजलि दिया, अभिनंदन किया और सराहना करते हुए देश के ओर से हम हमेशा सेना के साथ खड़ा रहेंगे।
The daily Unified Payments Interface UPI-based transactions have crossed 700 million for the first time, touching 707 million. The latest report released by the National Payments Corporation of India showed that the feat was achieved on the 2nd of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.